In the last module, we had an overview of UDL guidelines and checkpoints that support three UDL principles. Now, let's start getting a better understanding of how we can implement each of those principles in the classroom. I've mentioned at the very beginning that UDL is not all about technology. But since you're taking this course from the Assistive Technology program, I will focus specifically on how technology can be used to support students with various abilities and needs. So today we'll talk specifically about multiple means of representation that support recognition networks. We will also focus this module on access to print, or access to text, or reading. Remember that multiple means of representation principle includes three guidelines. Provide options for perception, provide options for language, mathematical representation and symbols, and provide options for comprehension. Representation within UDL is really about providing students different experiences to receive information. Students with and without disabilities in any given classroom might struggle with reading for a number of different reasons. In fact, based on research, it's very rare that a student struggles with just one of the potential barriers or weaknesses in reading. So students might have difficulty with physical access to books. Many students with and without identified disabilities demonstrate weak decoding and fluency skills. Inadequate vocabulary, background knowledge about the topic, all of those result in poor comprehension that also leads to the lack of attention and motivation. Struggling readers easily lose track of where they are reading, and they really require a lot of support. In other words, there may be barriers due to sensory issues or seeing printed text. There might be barriers due to physical issues, manipulating printed text. And there might be barriers due to learning issues, understanding and processing text. So let's start with guideline one, under the multiple means of representation. It calls to provide options for perception. For many struggling readers, text-to-speech programs offer support for decoding, reading fluency, and comprehension. Text-to-speech programs read text from a document, web page, or email aloud using a synthesized or computer voice. There are two types of text-to-speech programs. The text-to-speech reading programs read aloud text that is already in electronic format. We will talk more about all of these examples in a little bit. The second type is so-called optical character recognition, or OCR programs, that allow to scan printed pages and convert them into electronic text. Some examples of these programs include Wien and Kurzweil. Both are excellent programs, but quite expensive. Scan and Read Pro is a little bit more affordable. Now, all these programs have the same features as the first group of tools, but converting text from print to digital format is what sets them apart. Text-to-speech programs are especially helpful to those who are better listeners than readers. Besides reading text out loud, text-to-speech programs and mobile applications might offer additional support. For example, text can be highlighted for better tracking. It's called dynamic highlighting, when each word, phrase, or sentence, depending on the user preferences, obviously, are highlighted in yellow or any other color while they're being read aloud. It's important for programs and apps to have page navigation and bookmarking features so that the user can navigate through the digital book. Many tools allow digital note-taking and searching text to make them feel more like print books. It is very important for the programs to display images and recognize alternative text labels describing those images for those with visual impairments. Being able to change font, background, voice, and speed are also very important features for UDL environments. Now, there are a lot of text-to-speech options built in into existing platforms. You can find Speak feature available in Microsoft Word. There is a Read Out Loud feature in PDF and Speak Selection feature in mobile devices. All of these read out loud the selected text. Speak Selection in the iPad even allows dynamic highlighting. So here on the slide, I provide directions about where you can find those built-in features. There are also a myriad of mobile applications that offer text-to-speech capabilities. Here are just a few of them. All of them offer page navigation, bookmarking features. Blio also offers definitions for words and dynamic highlighting. GoodWriter has an extensive note-taking capabilities. And then SpeakIt app reads emails, documents, and web pages. When dealing with hard paper version of text, it is possible to customize the display of information with such low-tech solutions as color transparency sheets over the page to enhance the contrast. Line guides provide tracking. You can make them out of absolutely anything. Great line guides can be made out of tissue box cardboard. Bar magnifiers work the same way, but they make text within the window bigger. That is great for those with sensory impairments, but it's also great to focus learners' attention. Books can be adapted in multiple different ways, with wiki sticks, puff paint, and so on, to make them more accessible for students with visual impairments, as well as those who need sensory stimulation. Finally, book holders can help those with physical challenges, as well as other students who get distracted when they have to look down to read the text and then look up to the board to see the directions. Text produced in large print, braille, or audio recordings such as books on tape offer a low-tech solution to students' needs, especially those with visual impairments. Low-tech solutions can be as simple as using a copier to enlarge regular print text to large print text. Hearing a book on tape can help students feel and see words on their pages. The iLighter, which can be similar to a line guide, can help maintain a reader's focus while reading. Obviously, all text-to-speech programs and mobile applications allow to change the font size, color, background color, and so on. In addition, accessibility features built into all computers and mobile devices offer additional ways for customizing the display of information. Thus, you can change the contrast to make text more accessible for those with visual impairments. You also can use the magnifier or zoom feature to enlarge text on the screen. In terms of alternative input for auditory information, the first thing that comes to mind are captions. Many video databases, which we will talk about a little bit later, offer videos with captions. Teachers might also be interested in incorporating some sign language into their classroom routines, even if there is no student with hearing impairment. I have recently been in a very large inclusive middle classroom in DC with about 35 students. The only way the teacher could keep control of such large classroom was to use the signs. So here I have a great link to many resources for sign language dictionaries. iCommunicator software uses voice recognition to provide captioning and sign language simultaneously. It's a great program, but it's also very pricey. One last thing, usually FM amplification systems are used to amplify the teacher's voice for students with hearing impairments. Well, some recent research showed that amplification systems also improve attention skills and following directions for students without disabilities. Now, for some students, it will not be enough just to include UDL principles into the lesson routines. They might require some additional assistive technology tools in order to be successful accessing the text. For example, students with visual impairments and those who are blind might need such tools as closed-circuit televisions or CCTVs, or maybe portable magnifiers to enlarge print. Screen magnifiers can also be used to enlarge the electronic text on the screen. Screen readers are programs that are somewhat similar to text-to-speech tools. The only difference is that screen readers read absolutely everything on the screen, not just text in the document. They read everything, all the buttons, all the functions, all the toolbars, everything. Other technology for individuals with sensory disabilities include refreshable braille displays that allow students to read digital text in braille-ready format. These are very specific and special assistive technology tools used by individuals with sensory impairments, and we actually have the whole class covering this topic. So I will not go into any detail about this. This slide is just for your information.